We brought it up the other night that we need to do a pink carpet. And then we're like, do we ask Fatty if he wants to do it? Because I don't.
Does he listen to the mix? Because if he does, he's hearing this right now.
I know that.
Is that why you're bringing it up? That's a very passive aggressive way to do something, is just bring it up it on is. The show.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you know. Okay. So contact. We have some voicemails,
much,
I believe.
Much like explaining a joke, it's like you pointing out my plan here is just, it makes it all that much better.
It does.
Yeah. I don't know, because you had it's one of the recordings. I don't remember which one. One of them says it all kicks off at 7 p.m.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's a very passive-aggressive way to do something.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4069 of the BFO for Monday the 11th of...
Pray. September
2023, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a new show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all about the weekend over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, Big Fatty. Sunday drivers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it is Patriots Day, 11th of September. every year, that's when the attack was made. I think they said it's 23 years ago or 22 years ago. And y'all, I just can't believe it's that far back. I'm telling you, the older you... Big Fatty, the older you get, the sleepier you are. Well, you know, you're moving... the older you get, the closer you're moving towards the big dirt nap. Big Fatty, shall we get a shovel? No, I don't think so, but... Anyway, y'all, your Sunday drivers, because y'all, that's what Big Fatty and Granny did yesterday. Big Fatty! So y'all, last time I spoke to you was Wednesday when I pre-recorded, when I recorded the Thursday and pre-recorded the Friday shows. Y'all, I've caught up on quite a few voice letters, but y'all, I can certainly use some more. Yes, Big Fatty, please. Let's see, on Thursday... Granny and I, were heading over to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex for the old Pawn Stars Old Cement Pond, weekend. And Ruby Red, I've been having the problem with it not necessarily, starting or holding the charge of the new battery and all this kind of stuff. And Granny said on Friday, well, he had offered before, but he said on Thursday that, why don't you just let me drive? And y'all, you know, he had always been hesitant about driving, but that was in his mind. So, I don't know, he got here... about 11:30 a.m. in the morning, and we were packed up the golden what are we gonna call Granny's car? The golden Granny car, Sunday driver. We headed on over. Y'all, it was very interesting to ride rather than drive, so I could criticize Granny's driving. like he always criticizes mine. So, yes, Big Fatty was lovely. And anyway, we got there. And we got our check-in. Then we saw Chris. And, we just kind of piddled around until it was time to go over to the Capri Lounge. And, y'all, we headed over there. And about 6:30 or so, the entourage of the Pwn Stars arrived, and so they had a little meeting to kind of go over what was going on for the weekend and everything, and I came over and introduced myself and kind of sat in on the meeting a little bit, and needless to say, the margaritas were quite lovely, and so y'all, when we finished that, the happy hour's over at 7 p.m. in the evening. We headed on back over to the resort, and Granny and I went to the poolside cafe. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, fine dining. And, y'all, I got a club sandwich. I don't know what Granny got. I don't remember what he got. He may have gotten chicken wings or something. I don't know. But went back. Oh, no. Granny left before I did. That's what it was. And, y'all, as I was walking back to the motel, y'all, I ran into Travis. He comes to the Podcasters of America dinner over there at the Colon Aid when Big Fatty... yes, Big Fatty, when you go to Atlanta, it's true. And so he decided he was going to come to the festivities for this weekend. He had not been to a cement pond party before, so we walked back, and I got my club sandwich and some potato chips. I didn't want the French fried potatoes. Yeah, it's just too much. And so he came back to the room, and we caught up while I ate. Y'all, I could only eat half of the sandwich. I was like a stuffed pig. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I ate a bag of the little, just those little bitty bags of the potato chips. So the Ruffles, Ruffles have ridges. And then I put the other half in the little ice box there, in the frigidaire, if you will, there in the room. And I said, I'll just have that for my lunch on Friday. And anyway, y'all, the margaritas were kicking in, and it was time for the go-to-bed pills. So I sent Travis on his way, and then I took the go-to-bed pills right after he had left, because it was after 8 p.m. in the evening. That's usually when I take them. But tried my best to stay awake for the live Big Brother to see who was going to be ejaculated. I mean, oh, God. To who was going to be evicted. Big Fatty, you still got a cement pond on your mind there. I guess so. And y'all, they got rid of the hillbilly. Oh, excuse me, the chillbilly. Rat. Spelled R-E-D. And y'all, I think it came as a surprise to him. But... Anyway, this week on the Big Brother, y'all, it's going to be good. It's going to be good, y'all. Things are lining up for some big surprises is all I got to say. Yes, Big Fatty. And got up on Friday morning, y'all. Chris had gotten some of the shredded hash browns at the store. Because, Granny bitches and complains when he gets breakfast potatoes instead of the shredded hash browns. And So they went and got some, you know, a small little carton of the shredded hash browns. And so Granny had shredded hash browns all weekend long, and didn't stop him from complaining. But anyway, y'all, I got me a brofka sandwich, and there were some leftover hash browns. So Little Joe, oh yes, Big Fatty, Michael Landon on Bonanza. I loved Little Joe. No, not that Little Joe. You mean Uncle Joe when he was a child? No, he wasn't moving kind of slow then, was he? No, Little Joe is the chef. He is the chef at the Poolside Cafe and Conference Center. And he put some of the extra hash browns on my brofka sandwich. Y'all, I picked up the sandwich. Y'all, I said, my God, this thing is heavy. And I had Granny hold it, and he goes, dear Lord. And y'all, I didn't know why it was so heavy. And then I opened it up, and there were the hash browns sitting in there with the egg and cheese and the bacon. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. Then Granny and I went out to the old swimming hole. And y'all, we were out there, and Granny had to run back to the room to take his stay-alive pills. He had forgotten to do that. I said, oh, Granny, why don't you just go without them today? And he said, shut up! Anyway, y'all, Travis came out to the pool, and he was on the other side of the pool, and I was over on the opposite side where he was, and I was in the water, and I had on my sunglasses and a hat, and y'all, he was over on the other side, and he was just looking around and just kind of checking it all out. And then he realized he didn't have his sunglasses on, and so he got out and put the sunglasses on, came back, and he was just over there, y'all, staring right at Big Fatty. And I'm going, okay, we'll see how long it takes him to realize that it's me. Well, Granny comes back and gets in the water, and I started talking to Granny, and then all of a sudden he comes over. He says, I did not recognize you with sunglasses on. I don't think I've ever seen you with sunglasses on. And he says, but when I heard you talking, I knew who it was. Yes, Big Fatty, everybody knows when you're running your mouth. But y'all, it was a nice, didn't stay out there too long, about an hour, I guess. And it wasn't in I wasn't in a lot of sun or anything like that, but it was nice just being out there. It was, y'all, it turned cooler over there. It was only in the low 80s but when we were out there. And anyway, it was just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And y'all, so about lunchtime, I went back to the room. And y'all, I did indeed have the other half of my club sandwich. Y'all, I highly recommend the club sandwich. And no tomato, no mayonnaise. Put on yellow mustard and add some dill pickle chips. Y'all, delicious. And so went back and finished that. And y'all, I just piddled around there in the room and watched a little TV and played some of the Candy Crush. And y'all, I may have even taken a nip a nap. I don't remember. But y'all, we went back over to the Capri Lounge about, I don't know, it was about 5 o'clock, maybe a little bit after that, on Friday, because y'all, it was going to be the meet and greet. It was going to be the meet and greet where all the folks coming to the old swimming hole cement pond party on Saturday. They came over there, and I did a quick introduction of each of the special guest, and kind of gave the rundown on how it all was going to work on Saturday morning. And y'all, then it was 5 minutes. I think all Chris said it was 8 minutes to introduce five people and give the rundown. So he that was acceptable. And y'all, then it kept going and going and going. And Big Fatty finally went on back to the room. And y'all, I didn't even have any supper that night, because that club sandwich had filled me up. And I had gone by Granny's room. Y'all, he got some of the honey mustard Dots pretzels also. And he got some of the Southwest seasoned ones. And y'all, they're too spicy for Granny. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have clippers to clip the hair on the inside of your nose, eat some of these Southwest Dots pretzels, because y'all, it will absolutely set your nose on fire and just melt those hairs. But anyway, y'all, it was a quiet evening, and y'all, the special chair did not get used at all this weekend. It was there, but it just didn't happen, and I'm okay with that. But anyway, got up Saturday morning, had a little brufka sandwich again, and then at noon, all the festivities began. Y'all, I had, I guess, y'all, you know that Hendrick over there in the Germany, Mexico? He had sent me a message saying that the one of the Pwn stars, Brian Bonds, oh, he's just a pig. I've been watching his Pwn for many, many years. And y'all, I told Brian that, and he says, well, he pretty much has me figured out. So, but anyway, y'all, they were all very nice. And they got out, mixed and mingled, even played around with and humpity bumpity with some of the guests. And you know, there was a hot dog lunch, and then there was a chance to take pictures, and they were in the old swimming hole with everybody before the main event. And y'all, then we had a couple of games, And y'all then got around to the main event, and there were five different humpity bumpity scenes with different ones paired up, and then the group scene there at the very end. And y'all, it was over about 4 p.m. in the afternoon, and Granny and I and Aw Chris headed back over to the Capri Lounge. Y'all, they had a substitute bartender. There were eight people waiting for drinks at one time, and y'all, I don't know. Granny ordered a Bloody Mary, and I ordered a margarita, and neither one of them tasted like what we ordered. but y'all, the regular bartenders came in, and everything was hunky-dory from that point on. Went back and got some chicken wings at the cafe, and went back to the room and watched some of the sports ball. I watched some of the sports ball also on Saturday afternoon when I was taking some breaks. And then Sunday morning we had another little brufka sandwich and hit the road. Got back over here to the villa. Yo, we were on the road by, oh, I don't know, a little 8:15. We were back here at 10:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, that pretty much has been the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, it's Rosh Hashanah week, so get ready to spend some time in the chat, the Rosh Hashanah chat room this weekend. y'all, we'll have more on that as the week goes along. Got some big news. Had a meeting over there at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex about an upcoming event. Y'all, we knocked out some details, and I'm gonna let you know all about it on Tamari's little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix, and y'all, Crooked Hat, you got any advice?
That's a very passive-aggressive way to do something.
Okay, well, I won't ask for your advice then. Please, I retract the question. Forgive me.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED1. And leave a message, or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yeah! Yes. The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.